It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Our house guests arrived in May and are planning to stay until sometime in September. Although they're sometimes noisy and their children like to antagonize our cats, I must say that I'll hate to see them leave. After all, they work from dawn to dusk, get all their own meals, do their own laundry, and provide lots of entertainment and company for me while I'm in the garden or reading on the deck. I'm talking, of course, about our resident Hirundo rustica, otherwise known as barn swallows. These wonderful birds are welcome summer visitors who pay their rent by ridding our place of bugs. This year, we have an abundance of swallows, 8 couples who, by season's end, will each have produced 2 nestfuls of birds for a total of over 60 swallows, circling and flying and scooping up flies, grasshoppers, and mosquitoes. Thanks to our house guests, I'm able to walk, garden, and mow without using insect repellents, which is reason enough to spread the welcome mat as they return year after year. Some people complain that swallows insist on nesting over their doors and that their droppings make messes in doorways and on porches. My answer to that is to give them better accommodations elsewhere. We put up ledges in out-of-the-way places. They're simple affairs, a small square of plywood with a 1x bottom frame nailed into the house. But the swallows think they're mansions, and they're the first building sites taken each spring. Because swallows reuse old nests, and because the ledges offer homeowners insurance for the somewhat fragile mud cone, in no time they're moved in and raising a family. We have 1 store-bought swallow nesting box, and sometimes it becomes a 2-story dwelling, with 1 nest in the box and another perched on the roof. Our house is tall, with lots of nooks and crannies and corners that invite the birds. We place the ledges where we could get good views of the nests from windows and decks, and the birds have become part of the family, tolerating our watching and even giving us some freewheeling aerial displays for evening entertainment. Swallows are colonial birds, so there's little squabbling for territory. In fact, they have great family values. The parents usually hatch 2 broods in a season. In western Kansas, these take place in early June and mid-July. Mom and Dad both build the nest and feed the young, but Mom does most of the incubation. The first fledglings help out with caring for the second batch of siblings. You can tell the junior swallows from the parents by the tail feathers. The immature birds have shorter tails, while the parents sport splendidly long, deeply forked feathers. They end the summer gathering at feeding and nesting sites. Last year, we had a few days in September when hundreds of swallows wheeled and soared above our house. Then loosely formed flocks head back to winter in South America. One morning in September, we'll awake to silence and know they're gone. It's a seasonal thing, usually telling of cooler weather on the way. The nests sit empty through ice and snow and wind, except for an occasional flicker who looks for some leftover insect putty amidst the adobe abodes. Then, in the late spring, I'll be working up the garden or burning off some brush piles when I'll hear a familiar squeak, squeak, like the sound a squeezable dog toy makes. I'll look up to see a pair of glossy blue-black wings and a rusty-colored underside making a dive-bomb attack on the cats, as if to say, "I'm back and I'm bad," to its age-old enemy. And I'll know we all made it through another year and that summer has truly arrived.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.